What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Queen is here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Good to know you've let it go with Target and Brian Cornell, that you've moved on.
No.
It's not festering in any way. Go ahead.
No, I have a lawn chair, and I am pulled up to the table, and I am dishing on Mr. Brian Cornell. You know, CEO for Brian Cornell must be chief evading officer. Because the way he has drugged Target to hell and back and still has not sat down with Gail King or Norah O'Donnell or somebody, Ricky Lake, Geraldo Rivera, somebody, to explain the rollback of the DEI and the $1 million donation to the Trump inauguration and, you know, his private meeting with Al Sharpton and the nationwide boycott. It needs to be a case study in human behavior. And then the thing that got my goat this week is I read a Star Tribune article where he didn't send out an all-staff invitation to a town hall meeting with all of his dedicated employees who have been out here on a limb defending the decisions approved by the Red Dot retailer to do all these things. They're out here in the wind, you know, trying to justify to their friends and family, answering questions on their own with no direction from him. He didn't have a town hall chat. He sent out an all-staff email. I'm going to need this guy to really step up and be a man about it. Say it with his chest. Why did you make these decisions? You owe it to your shoppers, your employees, and your shareholders. And he's just not willing to be a man about it. And
considering what he's done so far, do you think he's going to change? I don't think he's going to alter it.
What kind of leader is this? This dude cannot lead me down a yellow brick road. I would not follow him down the yellow brick road. Do you hear what I'm saying? This guy is not a leader. He should not still have that job. They should have him on overnight stocking, okay? He should not still be the CEO of this major corporation with the way that he is handling the fallout of the rollback of the DEI. He should not.
Well, Target and so many other companies were afraid of Donald Trump and how DEI became a boogeyman during the campaign when so many people have no idea what DEI means.
They just assume,
oh, people who are underqualified are just given jobs. I mean, diversity, equity, and inclusion, you normally hear those words and you think, that sounds pretty good. Let's have a business that is represented that way. If literally people are getting hired and they're incompetent, no one should be for that. But where the Republicans, in particular, just let's go Trump and MAGA, where they're geniuses and they're just brilliant at branding and marketing. And they've done it.
And scaring.
Exactly. And they've done it so much better than Democrats. And DEI, and that anybody who had any sort of involvement to try to be more representative of the area where they live, they folded up like a cheap tent.
And I just, it's frustrating because Costco didn't do that. You know, Costco said, hey, listen, this is what we believe in. Marriott, this is what we believe in. This is what we're doing. And Costco seeing increase in sales, increase in membership. Look at Target. They're doing the stories and the reports. This is not something I'm saying. This is tracked and proven. Foot traffic is down in the last, 10 weeks. And, you know, sales are down and they're seeing a slump. And so this guy is not being the leader. He's not following through. He's not taking care of his employees. He's leaving his black vendors like Houston Wyatt and Tabitha Brown to be out here defending him, and he sends out a doctored all-staff email. Chad, listen, we have technology. This guy could go on Facebook and release a video that he produced that explains everything. He won't even show his face. What kind of CEO is that? How does he still have a job?
I've received a number of texts so far today, curious about how much individuals can bench press. Would you like to answer that? What kind of weightlifter is Shaletta Brundage?
I am not really great at that. I probably got about a good 35 pounds, but I need to get better because apparently my friend Lindy Vincent, who I used to have the Two High Mamas podcast with, she's a gym in her home.
Yeah.
And she's really big on weights and working out because you didn't tell me this. Apparently as we get older, we lose our muscle mass. And so she's really big on building up muscle mass right now for, 20 years from now. So I need to get better at that. I did not know. Did you know that as we get older, we lose our muscles?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Then I think about it and then I don't do it. Although today, Dave Harrigan, describe the shirt that I'm wearing today.
Ooh, California Venice Beach with an image of a grizzly bear doing a little clean and jerk, something like that.
Yeah, because when you think of Venice Beach and clanging and banging.
You and Arnold.
I mean, in that order, too,
yes,
by the
correct.
Way. I'm first, Arnold second, Okay, let's react to this, and I want the audience to react to this also. Glenn Youngkin, Virginia governor, who's still going to be a factor in national politics, too. They just signed a bipartisan bill that bans kids under 16 from using social media for more than 1 hour a day. Calls for a neutral approach to asking someone's age when they create an account. A little bit more on this. Now, as we know, kids under 16 typically don't have an ID, as the story points out.
Right.
And so they're trying to find ways where they can monitor this, and they're saying there are certain companies who feel like that they can regulate this. Okay, does Shaletta Brundage, when we know some kids are on the phone way too much, some kids can handle it, others are more moderate, and they can handle it. Does Shaletta Brundage want a state, not parents, a state setting up laws like this? You know what we're going to do? We're going to tease people. We're going to get your answer when we come back after the break because I want other people to chime in. Virginia's saying we're going to go to great lengths to try to say if you're under 16, we're going to try to come up with some ways, you're 15, you're 14, so on and so forth. We're on social media an hour max. That's it. Do you want states stepping in this way? Do you applaud it? It's right. We're going to step in for parents. Or do you say, get out of my home. I know what my kid can handle. You don't. I will make these decisions. 651-461-9226. Once again, reach out. A call, a text, either way. Smoke signals. Nah, we're going to leave that to the Sistine Chapel this week. 651-461-9226.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, let's go on this one. I want feedback from the audience also. Virginia, Governor Youngkin signs this. There was bipartisan support. This was Republicans and Democrats that would restrict social media to 1 hour a day for kids under 16. Shaletta, you want the state involved in this? You think they should play a regulatory role? Or do you think they should mind their own business?
I mean, what happened to us not wanting big government? I mean, that's the thing that Trump and his compadres campaigned on. Government not being in your business. And you just walked in my house, had a seat on my sofa, put your finger on my nose and tell me that I'm not raising my kids right. Listen, these are my children. I know what they can handle. And I know what they're capable of, and allow me to parent my own children. Now, there's always going to be some people in life who miss the mark on parenting, but you can't lump me into a bowl with them and start stirring with legislation and rules and regulations about what my children can and can't do. Allow me to be their parent, and then, you know, is there some kind of consequence that's going to be levied? And if there is, what is going to be that, and why should I be subject to that? Get out of my business. Get your government back to what government needs to do. Fix these bridges and roads. Clean up this water. Take care of these environmentally hazardous lakes. And make sure that I can sleep safely in my home. There's some other stuff that our government could be doing. Regulating whether or not my child is on Instagram for an hour is really not any of their business, but it's also really, really petty. It sounds just really petty to me right now. There's some other stuff that they could be doing, that they could be taking care of.
All right, Dave, you next. And we know we have a number of studies about the use of cell phones with kids and some detrimental effects. But that's not, like somebody said, there's a text, well, the media does this. Well, first of all, the media doesn't speak with one voice. Just like all parents don't speak with one voice, kids are affected different ways. We do have laws and regulations which happen in cities, in counties, in states, and federal government. It is interesting when different administrations get in control and when they want to see local control take over. When they don't, it's mainly if they agree with an issue. So does Dave Harrigan want Tim Walz or the next governor, maybe that's Tim Walz also, by the way, to say in the state of Minnesota, as the father of two girls, that they're going to set the boundaries and the limit on social media and not you and Lindsay?
Yes, and the teeth that go into that law are just going to be ferocious. They are going to come and take you away if you go an hour and 10 minutes. I'm okay with it. only because it's going to make it easier for parents to put limits. Because I mean, we're still talking about social media, which in the grand scheme of things is in its infancy. And what we're learning and what we have learned in the last 3 years, mm-hmm. 5 years about what social media and what screen time and all these apps can do to young minds is, it's not good. It's not good at all. And it's if the government's role, part of the government's role is to step in and protect citizens, sometimes protecting them from themselves, looking at scientific data, looking at what people have figured out and say, whoa, we do need to step in because this is in the best interest of the citizenry. I'm okay with that. However, I mean, let's be honest. We are picking and choosing. We still let parents feed kids all sorts of crap they want any day of the day.
That's kind of my point.
You know, we're not setting government bedtimes. So, you know, it's cherry picking. Absolutely. Make that argument, and you're right.
That's a bit where I was going, because I don't want government to completely shallet it, never get involved, and never provide guidance, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm more about flooding through the media, through whatever their own accounts, information to show data that is troubling, and it is, but literally forcing companies, the Verizons, the T-Mobiles, the whatever, to go even farther with verification when every kid's circumstance is different. And there are some completely lazy parents who don't pay enough attention, who are dismissive of their responsibility and just flip the phone to kids. Then there are other kids who, because of other limitations, thrive on social media. It's where they flourish. It's where they're at their best. So, no, I don't want the state setting the boundaries. You can't go further, but I want them providing the information.
And here's the thing, too, is we're in a generation right now where the parents are their kids' friends. Like, we grew up, and we knew our mama didn't like us. Like, we knew our daddy.
I was not my kids' friends.
Yeah. And so what we have right now is parents who want to be their kids' friends. They're their buddies. And so they want to take the phones, but they're afraid, right, because they don't want the kids to be mad at them. So then they can put it on the government because nobody wants to take accountability or be responsible. So they can say, oh, you know what, we, you know, I would let you play, but, you know, that's the rule, so we have to take it. Man up, woman up, put your big girl panties on, put your big boy boots on, and be the hardcore parent that our parents were and say, you know what, if this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. Here's the rule, and we're going to have to follow it. But don't rely on the government to do your job as a parent because you're afraid that your kid all of a sudden won't like you no more.
Let's finish talking about Kanye West. I rarely talk about him anymore because he's at times he's loathsome, and other times he's troubling. Sometimes he's just a goofball. Sometimes he's struggling to try to stay in the pop culture stream or the just the conversation. But now, again, you know, his comments about Hitler, this off and on for years now. Now he is releasing a song. I think he released it yesterday. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Oh, no.
And using the N-word and Heil Hitler. And at the end, using an actual audio clip from a Hitler speech. This is grotesque. This is embarrassing for him, and I hope he continues to just vanish when he's rolling in this type of filth, which depicting Heil Hitler trying to make money. I became a Nazi. I'm the villain. Part of the lyrics he's offering up. Go away, Kanye, forever.
I wish somebody would make him take his medicine. Ever since his mom died, this man has not been the same. And, you know, hanging out with the Kardashians didn't help that at all. But at some point, somebody's going to have to say, hey, we got to get you some help. We got to get you over here, and you got to take this medicine, and you got to see somebody, and you got to talk to somebody, because it's just been spiraling out. But he, like, literally, for real, was running for president. Like, he had campaign stops. Right. Like, he had workers here, even in the Twin Cities, who were approaching people at gas stations trying to get them. I was on Hennepin at the beauty shop. People were coming over there, signing folks up on the petition to get him on the ballot. And I just think that he needs some help. I also think that he has a horrible team of people around him who are trying to take advantage of him. And I hate when that happens.
Well, he's got to be responsible for some of this.
He's got to be responsible. He's responsible for a lot of it. But I see the layers when you start pulling it back. I almost remember the shift when it happens. Like, before his mama died, Chad, he was a great musician. He put out great albums.
He did.
He was winning awards. He was selling out venues and concerts. His mama died. And then the Kim Kardashian thing. And then he went to run for president. And then he wouldn't take his medicine. And he doesn't have any aunties or uncles to go yoke him up. And I remember Dave Chappelle, like, flying to his house in the middle of the night saying, I just needed to see my friend and check on him because he's not well.
Always great. Let's see. Twins.
I have a show tomorrow.
Are playing later, right? So you have a
yes.
show.
So
whoa.
I have a show tomorrow.
What time am I on?
I am on. You are not on. I am on from 12 to 3, and I found a new spot. It's called the Dream Shop in North Minneapolis.
Oh.
Since I'm boycotting Target, I needed a new place to go shopping for Mother's Day for my mom and aunts. And the Dream Shop in Minneapolis, in North Minneapolis, owned by Markella Smith, is a great place. They've got great gifts and gift ideas for mom. So I'm going to have her come on my show because that's where I went. And I was like, I bet it's a bunch of people boycotting Target right now who are looking for some new place to shop for their mothers for Mother's Day. So I'm going to have her on the show to talk about, you know, her top five things that's on sale at her spot for Mother's Day.
Excellent. Always enjoy the appearance. Love you. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thank you.
Shaletta, I'm going to talk about Stretch Lab here in a second. Traffic and weather, and then Johnny Krasinski on the Wolves last night and where this series goes. Yeah, Stretch Lab might be in the mix for Q&I later today. Might check on it tomorrow. Thought we didn't have a chance. Now we do. Schedule change, and I would love to track down one of the 11 locations Stretch Lab and feel better when I walk out. Feel better about this right side of mine, which has been an issue for almost a month. It's finally slowly getting better. Don't tangle with ribs and maybe one popping out or an intercostal strain. No fun. They're helping me with this issue at Stretch Lab. Trained specialists. You got an ache like I do, or just every day you want to feel better. Listen, you should be playing golf. Stop listening to us. Go play golf. You want to hit that 7-iron a little more flush? You want to stay down on the ball? You want to hit that driver about 10 yards further? They can help you out at Stretch Lab. You want to run more? You want to walk without tension? They're going to help you. Half off your first visit. Don't wait. 11 locations in town. StretchLab.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am aware of Jimmy Butler and his intelligence and his guile and how he plays the game. I'm aware of Draymond Green, his intelligence and his guile. We'll get to his comments later in this conversation with John Krasinski from The Athletic. And I'm aware that those two guys can make other players a lot better. But, John, there is no realistic scenario, none, zero zilch for me, where the Wolves lose this series. And the comeback is, hey, guess what? Steph went out in the second quarter, I think with about 8 minutes to go. So he had 32 minutes left in the game, and the Wolves still ended up losing decisively. But just watching again last night, and Butler, I don't know if it's the injury from the hard fall in the Houston series, he still is highly intelligent, but his separation, his athletic ability, his speed is not quite where it was when he led Houston. This would be a colossal miss if the Wolves don't win this series. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, I picked them to beat the Warriors before Steph went down. So certainly when you take out the center of their universe and go into the rest of the series, it would be a huge failure on the Wolves' part not to win it. That said, do I think, I think part of last night's game and Jimmy's sort of passiveness could be injury related, could be age related, but I also think he knew pretty early that this was not going to be a night where they were going to win.
Yep.
And so I do think he's saving something because I think that they want to get just one game and give themselves a chance to get Steph back, at the end of this series, which I still think is a long shot, but clearly as constituted, it's a diminished team, and Jimmy has not shown to be the guy who can score 35 to 40, but then also get others involved. That's the thing, Chad, is I think he could even have a huge game, score 35, 38, 40 points, and I don't think it would be enough for them because they just don't have any, the firepower around him to help. There will be some close games in Golden State. I do believe that.
Right.
I just think that's the nature of this team and the way that they take, they mess around with these games, but yes, losing this series would be an enormous failure on their part.
For me, don't think it's possible at all that Steph plays until Game 6, if Game 6 happens. And you are right in the middle of this now. Most time, even if it's a strain one, guys just don't come back in 7 days. And they're even admitting they're not going to evaluate him until next Wednesday. So he's doing nothing until next Wednesday. So this idea that he's going to come back and he's going to have the right MRI and the right examination Wednesday, and all of a sudden he's playing later that night? I think that's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems that way. Knowing Steph a little bit, that he has never had a hamstring in his career, which is remarkable. So is it possible that just his body recovers a little quicker? Yeah, I mean, he was riding an exercise bike last night at the arena, so he's not completely immobilized. That said, at this age, that nature of injury, to be able to not only just come back, Chad,
but
also to do what makes him special.
Right.
Like to run around, to go through screens, to do all of those things, it seems to be asking a lot. It's Steph Curry, so I'm not going to say he absolutely can't do it, but I would be surprised if he's back by Game 6, and if he does come back in Game 6, if he's anywhere close to the player that really strikes fear into an opponent's heart.
Is your Uber driver paying rapt attention, or would he rather have you just be quiet on this drive?
You know how dedicated I am to you, Chad, is I got here a little bit early.
Oh, that, thank you.
I'm in the MSP lobby here, so we didn't have to worry about all of that stuff. That's what I do for you, for the exorbitant price that you pay
exactly
for this appearance. That's well, the least I could do.
It also could have been problematic if he had comment on really loud in the background. You know, fragile ego, I would have been very, very upset. Okay, so I was trying to think how many times I've watched Anthony Edwards go down in a heap and think, this is something. I honestly think it's dozens. I can only imagine how many times you've watched Ant go down, and then we're now so accustomed to him getting up. But I heard Chris Finch afterwards. I was similar. When I saw him go down last night and then saw the replay, I thought, this one is different. This is different. Then at halftime, I went to see our guys, Pete and Alan Horton. So I was still walking the concourse, and all of a sudden, just as the half starting, I see him starting, I'm just like, I'm never going to say he's out. I mean, they could amputate his leg, and I still think so. His ability to bounce back, I don't know if it's just great. He's a freak of an athlete. I don't know if he exaggerates anything, whatever. And then what did you think about the way he played last night?
Yeah, I mean, so on the first part of it, I was with you. I mean, I've seen it. I have seen it dozens of times.
Yeah.
I've seen him fall. I've seen him take terrible falls and somehow go to the back of the locker room, and David Hines, his physical therapist, does the Mr. Miyagi trick on him, and he's back out there and playing no worse for the wear. But I did think that was a bad one. I didn't like where he was grabbing his leg. I thought maybe high ankle sprain.
I did too.
Something like that. Lo and behold, he's back out there. Overall, I like the way that he played, but I just didn't like the way that he finished. And I think it was the same thing in game one where, you know, sometimes Ant, when he has a bad game, he'll kind of give you an answer of, oh, I just didn't make shots. And you're like, no, Ant, it's a little bit more than that. I actually think right now that's what it is for him, is that he is getting wherever he wants to go. He is getting great looks, many at the rim, and he's just missing them. And maybe the ankle was playing into that a little bit. Maybe there's something else that he's dealing with that is limiting him a little bit that way. But he has been horrendous at the basket. And
he's missed like 11 or 12 shots at the rim in two games.
Yeah, it's been terrible. And look, can they survive this round? With this, probably. With you know, Steph Curry out and all of those things. Not next round, whether it's OKC or Denver. I mean, he said last night after the game, I have to work on finishing. I've got to stop, you know, thinking about my three ball and just work on finishing. And so whether it's in practice or something, he's got to figure that out, because that's his superpower, is getting by defenders and getting to the rim. And if he continually comes up empty, it is so much more difficult for this Wolves offense.
John Krasinski is with us. His great work is available to you at The Athletic on a regular basis. Wolves probably leaving about the same time as Johnny, headed out for San Francisco. Games 3 and 4, Saturday and Monday. I don't know if Jaden is the complete barometer of this team, but I do know this. If he plays a good to great game, I feel like they're going to win 80% of the time. And I know I looked up, I had Mike Greenbaum look up some numbers for me this year when he scores 20 points or more. And the record isn't that great. So I'm not judging him just by points. But you know this, it's the activity. It's staying out of foul trouble. It's going inside. It's harassing and playing defense without sitting down. And, man, I thought he was just fabulous last night.
He was terrific, Chad. You look at what they need and what they require of him, and it is legit number two in the pecking order type of responsibility in terms of what he does defensively, and if he can do enough offensively, rebounding, all of those things. I always look at, you know, when you're trying to evaluate players and how, you know, what does the team think of them, how good can they be, you look at what a team asks of that player. And they're asking a lot of Jaden right now, and by and large, he is delivering on most nights. And last night, I thought was fantastic, because I thought initially, Chad, that they were going to put him on Buddy Hield and just really try to take that away. Instead, they put him on Jimmy.
Yes.
And you could see, like, look, Jimmy had decent stats, but he was not comfortable at all when Jaden was on him.
And a lot of times at the rim, passing out or other other situations where I still believe 2-3 years ago, Butler would have challenged him.
Yep.
And it's just how much Jaden has improved in whatever position Jimmy's in. But, man, his fingerprints were all over that game. And then just even on the offensive end, now they're trying to play some size guys, but they're not guys really can block shots. And Jaden's just going inside with impunity, feeling like, where's my restriction? I don't see it.
Yeah, he's made this remark a couple of times, including the Lakers series and earlier in the regular season. He says, you know, I go to the rim and I realize that I'm taller than anyone they have there.
Right.
And that's just, I mean, it sounds simple, but that's what it is.
Like,
he is almost 7 feet tall, and his arms are long, and he can elevate over anyone, and he can get a clean look anytime that he wants it. He is knocking down those whatever 8-footers, 10-footers, you know, with regularity, which is key, and that also is reducing the need for him to be a very good 3-point shooter. If he is spotty at best behind the line, but when he can put it on the deck, get to the basket and score around there, that neutralizes any concern really that you have for the 3-point shooting. And so then when he does knock down 2 or 3 or 4 threes in a game, well, then he's Scottie Pippen, you know, like that's what he is. And so, his ceiling is very, very high. But I really do think that he's been pretty darn consistent throughout these playoffs so far. And at least, you know, there's been very few where like, that was a bad Jaden game.
Right.
You know, that's really important for them.
All right. Let's have Dave play Draymond Green's comments after the game. He is as divisive as any player in the league. He obviously was involved on a play with Nas and a foul and a technical and a meltdown where any other player in the league who acts that way would have been ejected. Here's Draymond after the game.
And I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I'm going to acknowledge the obvious. These are two white guys having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to acknowledge the NBA is one of the most progressive businesses in our country. It was decades ago and still is. Whether it's not as much in ownership and ways to go, but Alex Rodriguez will be a part of that also. But with general managers, with head coaches, with assistant coaches, with players, with staff members, with prominent people running teams. This is a league of, if you're good, you get an opportunity. Is race a huge part of America still? Sadly, it is. Sadly, it is. And I cannot imagine the filth that Draymond faces on a regular basis. But he's also detached from reality quite frequently. And it's another situation last night where Nas is too close, gets the foul, but he overextends with the arms and is swearing at a ref in a way that no one else, zero, nobody else is still in the game. And it's like twice a year he'll have that press conference, Johnny, where he'll own up to it. But the rest of it, they're out to get me. Kerr has to walk the line. His teammates have to walk the line. So race is always important. Like, I happened to be looking right at Draymond when he was on the exercise bike when someone said something to him. And then that person was ejected. By the way, that person is a person of color who was ejected. So I'll be very curious where that plays out. So I get what happens at times in Draymond in his life and the filthy faces, but own up to some level of responsibility of your actions. And that just doesn't happen enough.
I think it's important to add the context of the one fan was ejected, and then the statement that was released by the team today said that there was another fan who left after being accused of some racially charged remarks. So if there was some part of what Draymond said was directed more toward that incident, I can't really even comment on that. What I can say is that from the basketball part of things, from what he did to Naz Reid, that was a reckless move. His career is littered with reckless moves like that.
On a regular basis.
He is not being targeted. There is no agenda out to get Draymond Green. In fact, if you were to ask anyone who has watched this league, who has been involved in this league for any stretch of time, they would tell you that Draymond gets away with more stuff
without
than almost
doubt.
Any other player does, including his interactions with the officials, including the fouling, including the cheap shots, all of those things. And so that Draymond has that responsibility, that is part of the narrative around him because he has made it that. And so I felt like if you just look at those comments in a vacuum towards the play on the court, it was incredibly lacking self-awareness. It was lacking accountability.
Tone deaf.
It was an absolutely unnecessary move. And yep. He has done that countless times throughout his career. The highlight video of just reckless Draymond moves would be 25 minutes long. That's just the reality of it. And so that was a Draymond Green move there, and he should have been ejected. He absolutely should have been, but he wasn't for reasons I cannot even understand.
Thank you, my friend. I know you've been super swamped. You have 30 seconds. What kind of fly are you? You're going to be consuming video? Are you going to be texting? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm a slight in stature, Chad, so I rule the airways. I have leg room for days.
Wow.
There's never any problems for me in that regard. So I usually will lean my head up against the window and grab a nap and come into the Bay Area recharged and ready for whatever Friday night brings.
Yeah. No looking you in the eye also, correct, on the flight?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Yes, please.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
All right, man.
Respect it. So, all right.
Travel safe. I'll text you later. See ya.
Thanks, Chad. All right, bye.
Johnny K right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.